floods. The national government has put in place plans to ensure construction of more dikes in flood-prone areas, in an effort to reclaim more land for agricultural activities. Speaking in Trans-Nzoia County while on an inspection tour of the dike construction works along River Sabwani in Kwanza, State Department for Irrigation Principal Secretary Ephantus Kamotho revealed that close to 4 kilometers of the works has been completed, with more than 1,000 public farms being reclaimed in Marinda, Nemanya, Amuka and Bidi. The PS revealed that close to Shush 60 million has since been spent, adding that Shush 30 million more has been set aside to complete the remaining 2 kilometers downstream this year. National Water Authority mandated on behalf of the national government to undertake development of national public water works for water resource storage and flood control has done a wonderful job. The flood control systems it has put in place to mitigate against effects of floods and drought need to be supported. The 1,000 farms which the authority has helped to reclaim in this region, which is the country's food basket, has led to increased maize productivity by 30,000 bags, which roughly translates to Shush 20 million, he said, adding that reclamation of more land parcels will greatly enhance food security. The PS challenged the authority to consider scaling up construction of more dikes and gabions upstream in an effort to mitigate more siltation along the riverbeds downstream, which has been singled out as a major cause of flooding. The extent of works under the last financial year entailed construction of 500-meter earth dike along the southern side of River Sabwani, construction of 185-meter auxiliary dike along River Chemusisu, the silting of the delta where River Chemusisu joins River Sabwani dike, filling of 300 millimeters height onto the existing 1.1 kilometers long dike, cutting of drainage channels on both sides of the dike to relieve flow, and construction of 2 cattle ramps. The local community led by Susan Naliaka thanked the National Water Authority for the flood intervention mechanisms and requested for more dikes to be done along the river to cover a wider area. "We thank the government for the efforts put in place to mitigate floods in this region. It has given us room to practice farming like other Kenyans elsewhere. We can now plant maize, beans and other crops, something which has never happened here. However, we request for the completion of the dikes downstream, which will go a long way to help more families," she said. River Sabwani has in the past been a thorn in the flesh of Namanjalala residents and the surrounding areas whenever there was heavy downpour. In May 2024, for instance, 3 lives were lost and close to 50 families displaced in the region when the river broke its banks following abnormal downpour in the country. Accompanying the PS who later inspected Siyui Marini Dam in West Pokot County were Trans-Nzoia County Commissioner Gideon Oyagi, Irrigation Secretary Eng. Vincent Kabuti, Secretary Administration Kipkame Yatich, Director Land Reclamation Ian Fande, Chief Finance Officer Daniel Kahara and a team from National Water led by Chairman CPA Simon Kamaru, Director Kipsengere Koros, Ag. CEO, John Mahia, among other senior staff.